Welcome back to Pitch Side.
Okay, let's never test that again. Okay, we are going to run with that. That's the intro.
But I don't want to do it either.
That made me feel like inside sick.
Yeah. Is that what you think we do?
That's what you do every time.
Welcome back to Pitch Side.
Hi, Bradford. Honestly, we gave you such a privilege there to intro the show and you've bottled that.
Do you know what you've done? You've given me an opportunity. I went for it and you've just put me down.
It's a bit like Newcastle's title charge.
That was actually the worst thing I think I've ever heard. I'm not even joking. That's one of the worst things I've ever heard.
Yeah.
And also, people are going to listen to that and go, oh, fucking hell, I hope Proddy's still producing this. And then the first thing they hear from the fuck.
Yeah.
Right, anyway. Plenty to
stop looking at me like that.
I'm just disappointed in what just happened there.
I'm sorry, guys.
And you're always going at us, like, just do this if we fuck up an ad read. All you have to do is this.
This is why I'm behind the camera, man.
Top are you wearing, Theo? That's so hipster and indie and new.
They can't see this part, can they? Or can they?
It depends if this is a
probably
clip.
It might not be a clip.
He's got a Shamrock Rovers.
So now everyone watching the clip, and my mic's going to be here, and they can't see the badge that I've got on. Oh, I fucking knew.
No, they'll be able to see at some point.
I'm wearing a Shamrock Rovers top.
Yeah, for the people that are listening to the intro.
Shout out the Shamrocks. Shout out the Shamrock, actually, in Val Thorens.
Yeah, good pub.
Very good pub.
Yeah, decent pub.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you don't even know.
Yeah.
It's a bit crowded, though, isn't it? When there's
I'm never going to
see. I met a family there once.
Okay.
I'm going with best pals with the dad.
What a weird thing to say.
Okay, anyways.
You're having the show.
Yeah, moving on, everyone, because wowzers. Brighton and Hove Albion, seagulls.
Are you back to supporting them again?
I never want to support them.
But surely you've got a second team. Like, Leicester's my second team. I'm not afraid to admit that Leicester's my second team. It just makes more sense now in the Championship in a different league.
Well, no.
You don't have a soft spot for the...
No, obviously I've got maybe have a little bit of a soft spot.
Oh, fraud. It's embarrassing. This is why you should support your local teams and you wouldn't have a second team.
Brighton aren't my local team.
Well, okay.
Eastbourne, I'm an Eastbourne. Hospital.
Well, technically, my Borough. Local team's fucking Starbridge, but I don't support them.
I feel like everyone has a soft spot for Brighton, anyways, just because
whenever Arsenal play Brighton, they always beat us. That's not a soft spot.
They're doing footy the right way.
They are doing footy in the right way, man.
Yeah, they're a really well run club. Obviously, they've got a great coach and, you know, a lot of likeable players, but. I don't like Brighton as a football club. It's a very different thing, isn't it?
I kind of like them because really they beat the big
club.
Teams.
They've got a lot of likeable players, but I don't like Brighton as a football club in general.
They're a really well-run club.
No, but Brighton are a sensational football team. I backed the draw in the Super Six.
Yeah, I said 2-2.
But I wasn't surprised by that.
No, not at all. No,
it's the way Brighton, a lot of teams, especially in the past, would go to Old Trafford and be afraid to play the football they play at home, right? Brighton are not afraid. They play the Brighton way, the Derby way, and they controlled that game from start to finish. It wasn't a case of Man United being shit,
which they weren't, though.
But it's a case of Brighton and Hove Albion being sensational. They just dicked them down.
I know, but dicked them down. Old Trafford hasn't been like that for 5-6 years. People don't fear going to Old Trafford anymore. They haven't for years. Look, Brighton don't fear anyone. Look at what they did to you at the end of last season at the Emirates. Like, no one had done that to you all season at the Emirates, and they just dicked you down.
That's the reason why I dislike them slightly.
Yeah,
because I can't remember a single game where we've come out the other side against Brighton and I've gone, that was actually a really enjoyable match. You know, played really well. Yeah. They always do something against.
Even when they were like relegation with Maupai and all that. Yeah.
Legit,
Maupai, you're a cheat. Oh, bro, get relegated.
What do you think about the whole like? Do you think De Zerbi's there for the long term? Because if
no.
I was De Zerbi,
no.
I know
someone's going to pick him up.
He's Pep's replacement, then, I think.
Do you think?
Yeah.
But also at the same time, wouldn't you just love to see him just stay at Brighton and build this club
from League One, they genuinely have a chance of top four?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, imagine taking, well, obviously I know he didn't do it, but Brighton, I remember going to see him in League One. And imagine them now being
a
Champions
proper
League
fan,
club.
Man.
No, I'm not.
He was there at the start.
I'm not. But imagine them playing Champions League football, because the amount of money that they could inject into the team, and bear in mind how good is their transfer policy.
They don't even need that.
No, but
every player they sign, they sell on for 400 million pounds.
Imagine they have these like extra cash injections from the Champions League. Imagine what they could do with their knowledge and expertise at signing players, but with even more
Their scouting network is ridiculous.
You see what I mean?
Yeah, wasn't their squad worth like 18 million or something versus Man United, like their starting 11?
But it's an absolute
joke that they've mental. Lost.
You go player by player and it's like 0.8 million.
The players they've lost and to now be even better.
They've lost their two best players and they're
ridiculous.
Better.
Ridiculous.
How can you lose your two best players merchant. And be better?
This is my whole point on, you know, when it's like we look at Man United and we go, oh, they could do, they need an extra midfielder, they need this. Fucking Welbeck plays up front for Brighton.
Who was at United?
Welbeck, like, I'm sorry, you look
playing. And he plays well.
Tyreek Lamptey was arguably man of the match. He's playing left back. So when people when
and
people
played
going,
0 minutes this season.
So this, oh, I'm sorry, unless there's no excuses for these top clubs to just be going, oh, it's because we're missing this and this, or this player was out. This
players are just playing
fucking
shit.
De Zerbi is obviously just, he's either the second coming of Christ or it is possible just
to
have
actually
a system and a coaching style.
Did you see Neville saying after the game, he said, at the start of the season, he actually thought that the players that Manchester United bought didn't actually improve Manchester United.
They did, Onana did, and he has, I think. He's better than De Gea.
Really?
He should have saved the...
Are you saying he's better than De Gea, or are you just saying that because he can use his feet?
I feel like he fits...
He's better for United's system that they want to play.
I wouldn't say...
But I feel like De Gea's a better goalkeeper still.
No, that's why loads of clubs have tried to sign him,
That's harsh. That's really rude, actually.
He's doing like his Owen Hargreaves training videos, isn't he?
It's embarrassing. Why do you think no one wants him?
But he's not
because
that.
He's not a modern goalkeeper,
but he's still a good goalkeeper. Like, it's a confusing.
I agree.
Like, David De Gea is arguably one of the best keepers ever in the Premier League.
Yeah.
Well, of course he is.
Yeah, he's up there.
What do you mean, of course he is?
Yeah, he's top five.
No.
Mate, he won Man United Player of the Season like four times.
Yeah, that was really hard.
Longevity.
Mate, you can't deny it. Like, he's genuinely one of the best goalkeepers in the Premier League.
And he's been at Man United during one of their trickiest times in their history as well. So it's like,
He's not great at his feet and he's not a progressive.
Just the Premier League medal, just the Europa League medal. Yeah.
Yeah, but compared to what they
really
were doing
struggled,
before.
They really struggled, aren't they?
No, but compared to what Man United have been, it's a bit of a downer.
Because of players like De Gea.
Here's a question.
That's common to
Mel. It's true. Well, when they're players like Van der Sar, they won everything.
I don't think Van der Sar was the reason.
He was decent with his feet. He's better than De Gea was.
Goalkeepers back in Van der Sar day couldn't use their feet.
Well, that's just not true. They just didn't need to, or that's not the style that people played. Van der Sar could use his feet.
So could David De Gea.
It's not like
they are like just one half of their body don't work.
That's not what I'm saying.
Sometimes it does look like that, though.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
What are you going to ask there, Rick?
I was... interject in the conversation. I was going to ask, was the result down to the problems at Man United or just because Brighton are that good at the moment?
I think both. The problems at Man United are not helping because there's so much uncertainty around players and around the club in general. Mm. That I think right now it's got to be a dodgy environment in that.
Is he under pressure?
I think
is the man that said era's come to an end under pressure?
I don't think so.
I feel like no one's blaming him at all. Like, it's just, it's always someone else.
But he's not the first. Aggressively pointing at every other thing. There's no like retrospective inflection there of him going, oh, it could be my fault.
Can I ask you a question? Do you think, you know how he's doing that pointing at other people? Could it actually be that he is the issue? Because it's
might be.
Maguire, Sancho, Ronaldo.
Yeah.
It's not the first time this
what
stuff...
What happened with Maguire?
Well, there's just issues around him, isn't it?
What?
He's not playing him.
If we see more of these cases...
The Ronaldo case, for example.
It goes from being coincidental to actually maybe he's the cause.
There's got to be a question there for sure.
He's the cause at all.
There's got to be a question because he said about the Sancho situation, he was told there was no
culture. Sancho's fucking embarrassing.
There's no culture at the club, right? And he's trying to be that stern figurehead. But it's happened to Ronaldo as well.
Ronaldo's a big babe. You can't accept that he was past his best and Ten Hag rightfully called him out. And Sancho's a bitch. Do you talk him with your feet? Why are you putting messages out on Twitter?
I get that.
Get yourself in the team, or when you do play, make sure you stay in the team.
I get that, but what if
he hasn't had one good game?
But he's only responding to what Ten Hag has said.
So
he
what?
Hasn't started
when Pep called Phillips a fat bastard, what did he do? Nothing. Just got on with it.
But that's different because Man City
are
very successful.
He's called out Nunes for having a shit first touch. I guarantee there's no messages out on Twitter from Matheus Nunes.
It's different when you have that level of success.
I don't care.
Yeah, it matters.
Doesn't matter.
It does matter.
No,
it doesn't. Because Guardiola's talking from a point where obviously you can see from the results he's had over the past years, what he's saying is correct. Ten Hag hasn't really done anything at Man United yet.
Well, you know, but he won him a trophy last year. They're I know, the best seasons I've had in years.
And how are they doing this season?
He's blanked that from his mind.
With five games in.
I don't recall that.
We're five games in.
I'm not a fan of managers out and players in the media. Talk to them as a person.
You don't think he has? You don't think he has?
But why do you need to go to the media?
You think he's waited for a year and a half and just gone, actually, Sancho, you're shite in the media.
I feel like maybe
this is his last resort to try and get something out of him.
I do feel like some managers are better at resolving that, though. Like, obviously, Arteta had it with Aubameyang.
Aubameyang.
And that went in a completely different fashion to the way that this is going at United.
He's got maybe.
What?
He just got rid of him.
Exactly. And Arteta's proved right.
Ten Hag's doing it in like a public forum where there's so much scrutiny on the player itself. Like with the Aubameyang situation, Arteta was like, mate, you can't keep doing this. You're out. Yeah. He wasn't like, right, everyone, welcome to the press conference. Aubameyang is a twat.
I don't think, what's Ten Hag said that bad about Sancho over there?
He said he was training badly and that's why he wasn't.
What's wrong with that?
Well, if you're a player and if you're Sancho, because we don't know the truth, but if he's there and he's like, I don't think I'm true, but I think I've applied myself, I've been in here on time, that's slandering your name.
Slandering your name for saying you're training bad. You're all about slandering his name because he's had a bad week training.
Do you not think though, saying that though, do you not think that also could be, you could say, oh, maybe that actually should be staying between the player and the manager.
We're playing devil's advocate here.
There's some things he shouldn't have just outed the player so publicly, knowing the backlash he would have could then cause more issues for the player.
I completely understand what you're saying, but my point is, I reckon this is a last resort. He's probably tried the arm around the shoulder. He tried to send him off to that training camp and let him have his own time and come back in his own time.
Yeah, yeah.
He's done all that. And now he's probably thinking, hang on, I've got this £100 million player, or however much he was, this star at Dortmund who's come, and he hasn't had one memorable performance for United ever, has he? He's been terrible. And then if he has had a bad week training, of course no player, especially if you're low on confidence or whatever, he's going to like your gaffer calling you out publicly. But Ten Hag may be thinking, this is my last resort for a kick up the arse. And actually, Sancho's response has probably proven him right, that no, I don't want him around.
So what do Manchester United do then? There's no transfer window.
Well, then Al Ittihad are looking at getting him on loan.
Was it not like Dortmund chat as well?
I'm not sure.
Jadon Sancho cannot go to Saudi Arabia. His career would be done.
Yeah, he's not good enough for Man United.
He's so young. He's obviously got talent. Obviously, there's no denying that.
He's all right having talent. You've got to show that talent.
Got to have that up here and work with it.
And do it on a consistent basis.
He was under a lot of fire during the game as well because he took Hoyland off really early, right?
I don't think he's fully fit.
And he came out and said about fitness issues there.
Yeah.
But then also at the same time,
he got booed.
Yeah.
Booed for the decision. Like,
I'm guessing that obviously fitness issues, you need to maybe with the midweek fixtures as well.
He's only just come back, hasn't he, from that back injury, and like he's had no pre-season.
But it just looked like he wasn't trying to even win the game.
We'll give him the benefit of the doubt. I'm sure he's a good manager.
I think the Sancho, I'm on Ten Hag side with both the Ten Hag, with both the Ronaldo and Sancho. I think he was right.
I agree. He was right on Ronaldo.
Right with Ronaldo, and I think he'll be proven right with Sancho.
Do you think it's one of them ones where?
But I think like that Brighton goal that everyone's lauding. It is a brilliant goal, but the fucking like
the defending.
50,
the amount of times,
the energy for Man United.
Yeah, it was so poor.
They were just
the amount of times Brighton played one pass through their heart of their defense by the lane to split them open was a joke. That can't.
But do you not think that's potentially like?
That could be Ten Hag
as well, that's what I mean. Players just don't really care to fight for the manager.
But this is also our point about United's transfer strategy compared to the likes of Brighton. It's always a name or a big money signing for United.
It has to be because it's United.
It's ego. Casemiro looks 45 this season. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with him.
His legs have just shot to pieces.
I don't know. Yeah,
turmoil, I tell you.
I'm not even going to pretend to have the answers because then I'd be a millionaire, but I don't know. It could be Ten Hag, but I don't think the players are helping.
What's happened with Amrabat? What's he doing?
He's injured.
Is he?
Yeah. Six weeks, I think.
Did read that.
He'll be a big addition.
Yeah.
A big addition. But
you like to
he's
think
a runner,
so.
Isn't he?
He looked good, didn't he, at the World Cup and that.
But then Mason Mount's been absolutely incredible over the last few years as well. And
he's injured though, isn't he?
No, is he?
Sure, yeah. Mason Mount's injured.
Is Mount injured?
I think he's been injured.
United have got a lot of injuries at the minute, and I think I wouldn't be pooping my pants if I was United.
Also, I think Hoyland, when he is fully fit,
he looks
the business. I think
I like
he,
him.
quality. I just think there's too much unrest at the club and they just need to settle the ship a little bit.
I know, but I think that's what he's trying to do, Ten Hag. And
maybe he needs to get rid of a few bad eggs.
They did this last year though, didn't they? Because they had the whole Ronaldo situation.
Yeah. But so there's always a problem.
Slow start.
Do you see what they always, yeah.
There's always something. There's never just rest at United right at the moment. There's always something going on, and that has to stem from somewhere. And maybe it's stemming from the owners.
It always seems to be returned back to that.
Yeah, do you see what I mean?
Its origin.
But at the end of the day, I think he needs to do an Arteta and just get some bad eggs out of the club.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, right. Well then, moving on to Arteta. Arsenal, scraping past. It wasn't really a scraping past Everton,
man. Yeah, they didn't scrape.
There was not one point in the game that I thought Everton would ever win this game.
Or score.
Or score, or draw, or do anything.
That was the most secure clean sheet of the entire weekend, by the way.
But you have also been burned previously for not, you know, capitalising on your dominance.
No, also, you're talking about Everton, the worst underperformers of XG this entire year.
Mm-hmm.
They score no goals. I think they've scored two and they should have scored nine. In terms of their discrepancy of XG.
Yeah.
How were they ever going to score against a great defence in Arsenal?
Well, I'm just saying, you can't continue with this dominance and not capitalise. You need to get at least
3 points.
I don't care who you're playing against.
Weirdly / wrongly ruled offside.
I don't care who you're playing against.
I think you're being harsh about yesterday. That was it. Arsenal didn't get out of second
gear. And also, you've got to remember as well, we haven't won there in six years.
Exactly. Yeah. Arsenal did not get out of second gear yesterday.
No. I'm just saying, if I was an Arsenal fan, I'm like, look, it's great to dominate. I just want us to...
There's
been previous years and occasions where that exact structure of game has happened and then Tarkovsky scored a 1-0 header at the end.
So the fact
that we've come away with a win, that's progress.
No, also, that's good. I did agree with you with the Forest result and...
Fulham, but
yesterday, now you can't say.
My point is, that was never in doubt.
They needed.
As Arsenal scored, we literally said on the stream, "That's done."
The thing is, before the game, I remember you said you think you're going to put, like, was it 4-0? You said, and that's what Arsenal should be doing. And I think it's important to put a lot of goals past these teams to build that sort of momentum. But where one, you'd played well,
they haven't won at Everton for ages.
It's a big mental block for them.
Fair enough. I don't know that stat, but...
They
haven't won in Merseyside in the last 10 games before yesterday.
Wow.
They'd been to Merseyside 10 times and lost, or hadn't won in 10. So Liverpool and Everton combined. Arsenal have a bad record also, up there.
Wait, what do you think of that offside goal? I thought it was well weird.
I thought it was a disgrace.
It's ridiculous. It's like, just not even remotely close.
Can imagine that came...
I was playing it to Ben White.
Imagine that came down...
I know.
Do you see what I mean? Could have been...
I haven't watched any of it back. We only watched it live on the stream and we didn't have commentary.
It's odd.
Was Martinelli definitely onside?
Yeah, he was,
For the three ball that he scored,
then the goal should have stood there.
Eddie Nketiah has been deemed offside there.
I don't get the rule. Because it doesn't make sense.
The rule
Gabriel tried to play across. Hit an Everton player, gone to Nketiah.
The rule technically is because the Everton player did not play it with intent.
It's ridiculous.
And it's counted as a deflection, it counts as...
Oh, Jesus.
Ridiculous. Yeah, he's played it...
But you could argue...
He's played basically 110 degrees
Gabriel's played it the other way.
Yeah, so the argument should be, well, there was no intent for the ball to go to Nketiah. So if we're talking about intent...
Yeah,
I swear we've seen deflections and it's been like... said there's allowed to stand and shit.
The rule changes every year.
But the point is,
imagine it actually came down to that goal not being disallowed, actually decided the outcome of the game.
Yeah, then you'd say it was an agenda, wouldn't you?
No, I'd say it's just bollocks, which it is bollocks. Like that decision is a bit stupid.
Would you say Arsenal, there's an agenda against Arsenal?
I'm not buying.
Look, another thing that did happen to Arsenal, obviously, apart from Trossard scoring an absolute worldie.
Such a good finish, by the way.
That's an outrageous goal.
I think it's goal of the weekend.
On that goal, do you see that the timer was like 26 seconds taking it? So you're trying to bring the Everton defence into like a false sense of security, and then all of a sudden like you bursted with a short corner because it was like 26 seconds.
Oh, you mean
where you're like dawdling around?
The set piece took 26 seconds,
but then all of a sudden you burst into life with quick passing.
They did that a few times with the corners.
All game.
Didn't someone ask Arteta about that, and he says, "Can you tell me more about it?" And he just goes, "No."
It was definitely intentional.
Odegaard and Vieira did it a few times yesterday in the corners.
Yeah, interesting tactic, and it paid off. Mate, that finish is an absolute joke. Like,
unreal.
Absolute.
That's goal of the weekend, for sure.
Would you, well, obviously Trossard's probably going to start midweek now if Martinelli has done his hamstring or whatever it is.
He didn't look that bad though. I don't know.
I think Martinelli plays North London derby. So if he is going to get rested,
I wouldn't be Trossard's more than
capable
replacement.
We have to obviously discuss the Ramsdale and Raya.
Thought Raya was really solid.
Yeah,
he caught everything.
Yeah,
distribution good.
They didn't really threaten him.
They didn't threaten him.
But he did the basics.
There's a few crosses he come and claimed.
Yeah. What do you think of Arteta's saying about how he likes to have two first team keepers to, you know, push each other, but he also likes to have the option.
I think he's a liar.
To substitute a keeper mid game.
He said
these two matches, he said, I wish I could have brought on another keeper.
I think he's a liar.
Name previous seasons where we've had keepers of equal competence where he truly believes what he's saying there.
Well, he's only been there like 3 years.
He's a liar.
No, yeah, but if he believed that, then he would have got...
He's a liar. He's just trying to keep Ramsdale happy.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it is.
Martinez and Leno.
What?
Equal keepers?
They were...
Yeah, but they weren't viewed as equal at the time, were they?
True. But look, all I'm saying, who do you think plays midweek? Do you think whoever plays midweek doesn't play Spurs?
I don't know what his plan is. I'd be half tempted to guess Ramsdale will play midweek and then Raya will play North. Raya will play next Sunday.
I think Raya plays North London derby. Yeah.
But I'm not sure about the Champions League game.
Mm. All you can say is whoever does play, I'm confident in whoever plays.
Oh, you got two good goalies, yeah?
Yeah, which can only be a good thing, I think, personally.
I think you'd feel more safe with Raya, though, for being honest.
I agree.
Really?
Well, just because of how Spurs press in this new...
No, just be honest. Who do you feel more safe with in goal?
Ramsdale is a shot stopper.
No, Raya. Come on, think? Raya's no. just as...
Just in general, who do you feel more safe with? Who's less likely to make a mistake? Just...
Don't know.
Oh, he's such a Spencer.
I like Ramsdale, mate.
I think he's getting too much stick. I think Ramsdale's brilliant.
I just think Raya's a bit better.
I just think like everyone would be really happy with Ramsdale. It's just that the signings came in and then everyone sort of like all of a sudden got excited.
Like, he's not England's number one.
I don't think you make that decision.
I think he's England's number one now.
No, he isn't.
I think so.
He isn't.
I just don't think you make that decision to purchase a keeper.
Remember
that? Right,
you got double quits with the 50 quid, Ramsey.
Mm-hmm. Ramsdale is England's number one for the Euros.
He won't. Pickford will be starting, mate.
Okay.
Anyway, I don't think that you bring a keeper of that caliber in for him to not be the eventual number one.
Yeah,
there's a reason why he was going to get bought for 40 million by Spurs by us.
If Ramsdale ends up being number two keeper, does he leave?
No.
He doesn't strike me as a person who sits.
I think he's that good and he wants first team football. Yeah. He would leave.
Can I tell
you? Champions League?
Next season, little Newcastle signing, Nick Pope getting older. English.
Why would you replace the third best goalie in the world?
I'm not going to lie. We haven't got Nick Pope. We haven't got Nick Pope this season at the moment. We've got Keith back.
Keith?
Like, yeah.
I think you need, maybe you've come to terms that this is Newcastle.
No. Not to make that, we'll talk about that later, but I do think Newcastle signing Ramsdale, I don't...
You don't do that. That'd be weird. You don't do that. Pope's the best English goalie, so why...
I don't get this whole agenda right now. Like, we're like 5 games into the season. Yes, Arsenal signed Raya, but everyone's making out like it's the end of the fucking world for Ramsdale. Like, mate, he's still first choice keeper.
Yeah.
He's just played for England.
I'm not sure. I think if you're 50-50 in keepers already 5 games in,
that
indicates that he's eventually...
He hasn't had a good start to the season.
But he has to play Raya eventually.
No, he doesn't.
Eventually in like the FA Cup or eventually in like the League Cup.
If Ramsdale had just been...
It's not like he played Raya against fucking Man City. He played him against Everton. One of the worst teams in the league.
At Goodison.
So, yeah, I get that, but still.
We've just been saying how big of a game it was for you mentally as well.
I think Everton's been a bit harsh on Ramsdale right now.
You're telling me he went full strength other than in goal?
Two things can be true at the same time.
Okay. They're both good keepers.
Yeah,
we've said that, but there's clearly a reason behind Arteta choosing to play Raya in that game psychologically, that in my mind, he's weaning Raya into the team.
But then also...
Slowly transitioning across.
You could say, Champions League or the North London Derby, which is bigger?
North London Derby by far. And Raya will play.
I was just intrigued to see who plays the Champions League. Champions League's also massive though.
Yeah, but it's not an hard game for you, is it really?
It's at home, isn't it?
Yeah,
but you should really be comfortable. I think Ramsdale will play midweek.
Yeah. Well, we will see. Speaking of the North London Derby, though, we were going to be doing our combined 11 between Spurs and Arsenal, including manager.
Including manager.
I've actually gone quite unbiased.
Okay.
Well, really, so silly, I'm the only unbiased one here. So
I've gone as unbiased as I possibly can be. But some,
nothing you need to be. I think you need to be honest.
You need to be fair. You need to be honest and fair, and you need to look at it objectively and how, you know, it overarching everything. Because
I've just seen your keeper and then my keeper.
Okay, I might as well start.
Yeah, you go.
In goal, I've got Ramsdale.
Okay.
Great.
Right back, I've got Ben White.
Yeah, he's the best of the options.
Centre halves, I've got Saliba and Gabriel.
Interesting.
No Romero, I'm sorry, but I'm not having it. I'm actually just not having it.
Okay.
Saliba's best centre back in the league, and Gabriel is arguably top five.
No. I think not top three.
Top five, maybe. I think he was better than Saliba last year.
No, he wasn't.
Only post-World Cup.
Yeah, post-World Cup.
Because Saliba was injured.
left back, Zinchenko, but yes. Shout out to Adogi, who's had an unbelievable start.
Yeah,
to
I agree.
I couldn't put Adogi in yet.
Because he's just too new, do you know what I mean?
But, I mean, he's the captain of his country.
Also, I just want to say, it would be very easy to get... I mean, I know I'm getting excited about Spurs, but we do need to remember Arsenal last year. And they are still a brilliant team.
Yeah.
Right.
Like back five, I've got a whole lot.
Very hard to put Spurs players in this.
It is very hard. I'm playing a 4-2-3-1. My two holding midfielders, or two midfielders, are Rice and Bissouma.
No Partey?
No.
I've got Rice and Bissouma.
I've got Bissouma because I have to look at him this season as well. I have to take this season.
I mean, yeah, and also the season before last, he was unbelievable.
Yeah. In the hole, Martin Odegaard. Over James Maddison. James Maddison for me, but I think James Maddison's the bollocks. He's so good.
Yeah.
On the right, I got Saka.
Yeah.
On the left, I got Son.
Okay.
Ooh.
And then up front, I got Jesus.
Okay. I'll go now as the non-biased.
I think that's absolutely fair.
I think it'll be interesting to hear mine after yours. I think I've got more Arsenal players than you.
Interesting.
I've got Raya.
Yep. Sorry, mate. I've only got two Spurs players.
Oh, I've got four. I've got two.
Interesting. So you got Raya?
I've got Raya, White, Romero, Saliba, Zinchenko.
Yeah.
Declan Rice. I had to fit Maddison in. So I've got Maddison, Odegaard. Maddison can play the eight. Saka, Jesus, Martinelli.
Martinelli over Son?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Martinelli's amazing.
Yeah, he is class. I feel bad not having Maddison.
Oh, and my manager is Ange.
Oh, my manager's Arteta.
Mine's Arteta as well.
Mine's Arteta. I mean, come on, like...
Big Angie's the Don.
He's had four or five games.
My team doesn't even make sense, to be fair. But
I feel. Can I just say, I really want Maddison in my team, but because of the formation, I couldn't get him in.
That's exactly what I've done.
You could have changed formation.
Instead of changing the team, I've changed formation, so I've just put them all in. Fortunately. I've got Raya in goal, Ben White, Romero, Saliba, Zinchenko, Declan Rice, Bissouma, Odegaard, Maddison, Saka, Son.
Oh.
So Saka's up front?
No Jesus, yeah.
Also,
Son at nine.
Also, I think your team gets beaten because your formation's all over the place.
Yeah, no, it really does. It really does. But for me, they are the best 11 players.
Oh, no way. No way is Son a better player than Jesus.
What?
No way. Jesus is so... he's so good. He's so fucking good. I can't believe he didn't start yesterday.
He's still partly injured, isn't he? He's coming back.
I know, but...
Fitness.
Son's an amazing finisher, but I think he's a very purple patch player. Jesus is a better footballer than Son.
No, Son's not purple patch, man. He's just had a low moment.
He does it every year.
If you look at his goal sprees, they're always in patches. He doesn't consistently score all season. Never has.
But neither does Jesus, really. I mean, he isn't an amazing goal scorer, is he?
But he's a better footballer.
We basically are talking the exact opposite ends of the spectrum because Son is the... like one of the highest overperformers
and best finishers. Yeah, he's unbelievable.
This is like one of the biggest underperformers, but he always gets chances.
I'm not even joking, but I think mine's the best team.
Well, you would think that's your team.
I actually think it is.
Mine is borderline shocking and definitely the worst, but I've got all the best players.
No, you
haven't. You've played ultimate team.
I actually am playing ultimate team, really, aren't I?
You ain't got Jesus.
I still have, if even if it's playing ultimate team, I still have Son ahead of it, mate.
Lewis?
See what I mean?
I got Ramsdale in goal, like. Ben White, Saliba, Gabriel. I have got Udogie because I've went more off this season. I think he's class. Rice, Bissouma, Madison.
No Ødegaard.
No
Ødegaard. Whoa! That's the worst omission of the lot. Yours is the worst team.
Nah. Madison has to go in. I'm sorry, Madison.
Ødegaard is probably the best of the two teams.
Come on, bro. Ødegaard was so good last season.
He's the most I guess he's a bit of like, I'm looking at this season.
He's been amazing.
I'm sorry. It's Madison, not Ødegaard. I love Madison, so I'll put Madison in.
I just chucked
Bertie. That's what I did. You can't have Ødegaard.
I actually stuck to my formation.
I think
if you have to admit,
the tough decisions,
admit one, it is Madison.
If I was going to change,
that's what
mine.
I've done.
Do you know what that means?
No, I don't want to shoehorn people in.
I said if you had to leave one out, it should be Madison, and you went, yeah, that's what I've done.
No,
it's hard. But if you're picking one, Madison or Ødegaard, you have to go Ødegaard.
But this is, I went Madison. I like Madison a lot, man. I think he's underrated.
Both have to be in there. If you're going to drop one, it should be Bissouma, mate. If anything,
yeah. Saka, Son, Martinelli. I'm playing Son.
No Jesus.
How are we putting Son as a better striker than Jesus, really?
He's
a left winger.
I say I'm going off
that's
this
I'm
season.
That's why I'm playing Son left wings, Tom. I'm playing injured. Son on the left, Jesus in the middle. That's why I think my team's the best.
I, at the minute, after last season and this, I'm taking Martinelli right now over Son.
Are we accounting for injuries here or whatnot? There's a couple of players that might just not even be able to play. Like Martinelli might not even be playing on Sunday.
No,
he's been playing this season. He's been playing the season.
Overall, best players.
Yeah, I mean, it's not
well,
like
in that case.
Guys, let us know your combined 11s in the comments down below. And who do you think is the best?
Me. Yours is probably the most balanced, at least. Mine has zero balance, but
I'm just sad I couldn't get Madison in, but hey.
If I was going to change mine, I'd probably take Bissouma out and put Martinelli in.
Jesus.
Hey, Martinelli,
no Jesus.
And then on the left.
No Jesus, he's mad to me.
Yeah, I got Jesus in mine. I
can't believe that.
Anyways, guys, it's now time to chat Super 6 with almost 30,000 of you in our Pitch Side Super 6 mini league, which is crazy.
Huge.
So make sure you join up.
Double check the actual amount.
Go on, because lads, two of us in this room have had a good week. Two of us have not. Mm-hmm. Guess which two they are.
Mine weren't that bad. Mine's like an average week.
We're at 27,908 members.
Yeah, that's outrageous. That's quality.
That is crazy.
Crazy.
How many points are on then, Tom, if you've had an average week?
I got 8. That's all right.
Cute. Reeve, how many did you do?
You literally got 3 extra points.
13.
Oh, yeah. 13 from Reeve, 11 from me.
You got 3 more points than me and you're going on like you've won the
league. We're stretching away.
Right, so current standings where we are, because obviously huge, huge implications for the end of the season. Where is everyone? How many points total have we got?
Well, I got the City game 3-1.
Yeah, we're not asking that.
No, total.
Oh.
Friend.
Total?
Yeah, go.
In league, side mini league, I am currently position. Well, I'm on 40 points.
I'm on 43.
Or you're flying.
What are you on?
32.
And what are you on?
28.
You are done for, mate. 3 tattoos, Gavin Yarwin.
3 tattoos, lad.
28. How many did you get this week?
That's rough, that, like.
How many did you get this week?
I got 8.
Oh, similar. Yeah, you must have got
You got 6?
I think I got 8. No, I got 8.
You said you got 6 to me.
Nah, I promise.
Mate,
where are you in the? Yeah, so the problem with you is I don't have to beat these two.
No, exactly. We're just competing as you.
Yeah, I'm 17,390th in the whole league. 17,000.
So I'm 3,000 places ahead of you. I think. Yeah,
I'm like 5,400 somewhere.
3,049.
Yeah, but the great thing with Super 6 is you're only one good weekend
what
away.
The fuck?
To catching up. I could get 3 scores correct this week.
But that also means we have to have an awful weekend.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
You guys need to start closing the gap because otherwise it's going to keep extending.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is what happens, mate. The people that do predictions about these seasons.
This Cameron guy has had another unbelievable week.
Because he's 66 points.
He was 4th last week. He got 2 more correct scores.
They're just so good at the...
I don't get it.
Yeah.
They're just so good at it.
But as always, you can still join. Make sure you do that using our link in the description down below, using the code PTCH23 to join the biggest pitch side, well, the biggest Super 6 mini league in the world. And as Tom has noticed, join any time.
Yeah.
Make sure you do it in time for the fixtures, especially this week with the Champions League coming up, because your points you've accumulated over the season count when you join the league.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's very, very important.
Start. Don't panic.
Also, you have a free shot of winning £250,000, as always. But
jeez,
if you come top of the Pitchside Mini League each week, but you don't win the £250,000, don't worry. If you finish top, you win a £100 classic football shirt voucher.
Hell yeah.
Nice. Hell yeah. And as I said just now, big footballing week, with it being the Champions League. But before we get into the Champions League, let's quickly do our team of the week for the Premier League, because
I like this segment.
I like this segment a lot.
Of the week. It's quite nice.
Nice.
Yeah, it is a nice segment.
I'll go first.
You go first.
I'll go first. Right. My team of the week for game week 5. Now, people are going to go, wow, you put in a goalkeeper that didn't even keep a clean sheet. Yes, I did, ladies and gentlemen.
Ooh.
The best goalkeeper in terms of performance this weekend was Wes Fodderingham.
You reckon?
Yeah. 10 saves, man. Come on.
I nearly put Sam Johnston in, but if they would have held on, I would have kept him in. But
you're going to put a guy that lost 3-1?
No, if they would have held on, I think he played really well.
I think without Fodderingham, that could have been like 5-0 Spurs, realistically.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he played well.
League One, Wes.
back three for me.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I've got Trippier in a back three. Doesn't really make much sense, but hey-ho. Saliba and Tim Ream. I've got
Saliba.
I forgot about Saliba.
Saliba was a mammoth.
Yeah, he was so good yesterday. I forgot about him.
Midfield of Rodri, Bernardo Silva, Gross, and Trossard.
Trossard, I like the shout. Winner. I like it, Picasso.
Winner, chicken dinner. 1-0, what a finish. And then a front three of Julian Alvarez.
Oh yeah, you had back five. Back three, sorry. Yeah. Ignore me, go.
Front three of Julian Alvarez, Mohamed Salah and Richarlison. Off the bench, mate.
Yeah,
winner and an assist.
Won the game for them. Interesting.
Yeah.
I've got four at the back, but excuse the players because they don't really...
You've got four right.
in goal, I've got Neto.
Yeah, fair. It could have gone...
Six saves. I think he had an XG...
Prevented
of like two.
That's good, yeah.
So they should have scored twice. I thought he actually played really well at Neto.
And he kept a clean sheet.
And he kept a clean sheet against Chelsea. Yeah. Why are you smugging your face like that?
I didn't. I haven't seen any of that game, so I've left it alone.
Oh, I thought he played great. Six saves as well. Right back, I've got Kyle Walker.
Mm.
I thought he had a good game.
Yeah.
I think he did. Yeah. I could have gone Trippier, but no. Kyle Walker. Centre halves of Ream and Lamptey.
What?
Well, I got two left back, right back. I've got too many defenders. Left back, I've got Robertson.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, I thought he took the game by the scruff of the neck. But I had to get Lamptey in there. I thought it was brilliant. And who cares if I play him at centre back? I got a midfield three of Pascal Gross, Douglas Luiz. Thought he had a good game.
Yeah, he had a really good game. I mean, it glossed over the fact he scored a pen.
But apart from that, I thought he had a good game. I got Rodri in there.
Yep.
Then I got a front three of Doku, who I thought was brilliant. I honestly thought he played so well, so direct, so attacking, and he really had the defenders on strings. Julian Alvarez and Salah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, that's nice.
It's the same front three I've got.
Really?
No Richarlison?
No. There weren't many good striker performances the weekend. I got Raya in goal. I know he played left back, but I put Lamptey right back.
You thought Raya was the best keeper this
Have you just made just this team the week after hearing us talk about players?
None of
you were typing
had,
the whole time.
I feel like Raya...
None of you have had Raya, so how does that make sense?
Oh, well, you got Lamptey.
Yeah, but I...
My centre-backs, I've forgot about Saliba. I've gone Collins. I know they lost, but I thought he defended really well. And I've put in that Kwanzaa on his debut. I thought that's a solid debut for Liverpool. Robertson left back.
Yeah, does he even watch football? What's going on here? Who are these players?
Kwanzaa, the second.
I know exactly.
Where's Ream?
Again, I've only seen highlights. I didn't really see anything
we can't let this slide.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. It's every week you rock with. I don't watch your football.
Imagine the
scenes if I ever did something like this.
Yeah, but you pretend to have watched them when you haven't.
I watched every game this week. I did nothing.
You're talking bollocks.
I didn't move from the sofa. Exactly.
I can't move.
You haven't watched every game this weekend. You haven't.
I have.
You've watched Match of the Day.
No, I watched 90 minutes of every game that was on TV.
That's not true.
It is true.
That is a lie.
It's not a lie. I can't move. I can't walk.
My midfield three, Gross.
I can't walk.
Gross, Bernardo Silva, Madison, and then Salah, Alvarez, Doku. Yeah, of a
no, Rodri.
Nope.
Madison.
Madison was brilliant the weekend.
What the fuck is going on here?
So what's wrong with that team? Go on, come on, come on.
You're missing quite a few players.
So I haven't got anyone from the Fulham game because I literally saw the goal and that is it. I'm not going to pretend I've watched Tim Ream the weekend when I haven't. I've missed out.
As you know what this is, yeah?
We get bullied, by the way.
Imagine looking up.
These little nerds that watch us bully us every week and go,
can you imagine?
Oh, Tom's our saviour of the show.
Do you know why?
Tom Garrett.
I don't
these
pretend.
These two idiots next to him are fucking stupid.
Can you imagine?
I don't pretend to
no, let's imagine.
Imagine I rock up.
Yeah. Or Reeb rocks up and goes, oh, I only watch the Everton Arsenal game, so my entire team in the week is just Everton Arsenal players.
I was putting defenders that conceded and lost every game.
I don't care apart from
Kwanzaa, who had a debut and played football. Well done, mate, congratulations. Yeah,
he played well though, come on, he did.
Tim Ream was exceptional and Saliba probably was the best player in the Everton game.
I admitted I forgot Saliba.
That's just who from you.
It's not.
Football show, you know.
It's not.
Footy show.
Like they watched Fulham Luton.
I watched. I can't walk.
All I got to do is sit on a sofa.
I watched Brentford Newcastle, and when I watched that game, I didn't go, fucking hell, Collins is the best defender on this pitch, mate.
He was the best defender on the pitch.
No, he wasn't. He was. Trippier was better. I thought Trippier was better.
Trippier's in my... Oh, no, I didn't put him in.
Trippier's not in your team.
I was going to put him in.
Shocking.
that's amazing. I enjoyed it.
I was on the sofa for 11 a.m.
Oh mate, you didn't watch it. You've gone right into the weekend and picked Tim Ream.
Yeah, that's defensive and that's an angry little man.
That is true.
It is an angry little man.
I could have done that, but I didn't watch the Luton game.
Why do you find it so hard to believe that when I'm injured and I can't fucking walk?
Where have you watched the game?
Sky Sports.
Hang on. We do one podcast a week and Bro can't do the 3 minutes of homework to watch some highlights before he comes on the show.
I've watched the highlights. The game.
I don't like Luton.
Yeah, but watch the highlights.
So I'm not going to watch.
You watch the 3 minutes of Sky Sports football.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not the highlights. That's the goals.
Where do you expect me to watch the 90? Well, first of all, I don't want to watch the 90 minutes of Fulham
at
Luton.
Watch Match of the Day at least, and then there's at least some like extended highlights and some analysis.
People are going to think you don't care about the lower league teams in the Premier League, the lower teams.
Yeah,
imagine watching one game and putting the entire team in that.
I didn't watch one game.
I've watched
the Wolves game. I've watched. Brentford, Newcastle.
We are Bro's put Kwanzaa in because he hadn't played for Liverpool before.
I thought he had it.
Well done, mate.
I thought he had a good Newcastle game.
Collins in.
He played well. Yeah.
That's the player out of that game.
You could have Shaw, Botman.
No way. Shaw and Botman better than Collins the weekend. No, they weren't. They weren't. Collins was good the weekend. He was very good the weekend.
By this logic, you've also put Raya in. He had nothing to do.
That's not true.
It is true.
He collected everything. He commanded so well. His distribution was very well. He kept a clean sheet at a place that's hard to go for Arsenal.
But Collins.
Wait, what was that XG stat you were talking about earlier on the show? And now you said
XG. Like, when have I mentioned XG? What do you mean? It's centre half over right back. Oh, I can't believe you've chose that.
You've got Lamptey at right back.
You put a left back at centre half.
You've got a left back at right back. And a
he's
right
a right back boy.
Played left back in the week.
Right back by trade.
He played left back.
You put him centre off?
Yeah, fucking two right.
So you're saying I've got him out of position. No, at least he's actually a right
but
back.
But we're not arguing
you
that.
You put him centre off?
We're not arguing
Lamptey,
that.
Lamptey, centre off.
No, he's getting defensive. We're arguing the fact that in that game,
yeah,
he wasn't a centre off.
You've chosen Nathan Collins
and you've chosen
as your player for your team of the week, Dan Kieran Trippier.
And you've put a left back at centre half.
Yeah, because I thought he was one of the best players, so he deserves to be in the team of the week. But
which I've done the same. I've put him at right back, which is his natural position.
Of all the players you could have picked in that game.
What game?
The Newcastle Brentford game.
I nearly put Trippier in, but I thought Lamptey got 2 assists in there. He played well. And I wanted to get Robertson in. And I'm not going to put Robertson at right back because that would be mental. Is Lamptey not a right back by trade?
Yeah, but team of the week and put him in whenever.
You put him centre half?
Oh, I'll put Robertson centre half. How about that?
Even more mental?
Oh, I'll put Cole Walker at centre half and Lamptey at right back. Is that better?
I'll give you that, yeah. At least Cole Walker's played centre half in his life.
Do you know how I know you're triggered? Because you're picking up these tiny little things.
you're saying I've put Lamptey out of position.
No, we're laughing at your whole team week in general.
When I actually put him at his natural position.
We're laughing at your team week in general.
I'll get over it. I'll be fine.
Did you do one?
Coming up. No, I haven't got one.
Oh, that would have been the icing.
I would say
you
have missed Bruno G out midfield. He was our best player on the pitch.
So hang on, just to clarify,
he was brilliant.
Think Bruno G was better than Rodri, Bernardo Silva, and Pascal Gross.
He was poor. The weekend,
I will say,
Bruno G was poor. Okay,
I don't want to be that guy who brings up the stats, but he actually was the joint lowest Newcastle player.
I'm sorry if you think Bruno G was poor on the weekend.
He weren't great. He weren't great.
That's mental.
He weren't great.
Do you get a yellow as well?
He weren't great.
He was actually, I know, obviously, the stats aren't everything, but on FootMob,
I don't think he was your worst player. I don't think he was your worst player, but.
He was really good. He just did the small things really well.
Yeah.
But
small things really well.
Well, that was fun. Ladies and gentlemen, let us know what your team of the week is.
Did I choose his whole team off FootMob?
I actually didn't. I just wanted to see the Bruno G thing, and it made me funny. Oh.
I actually think I've come away with a victory there.
You might have, yeah.
Because do you know why?
The omission of Richarlison, boys, is like...
Yeah, that's quite unnoticed, by the way.
Yeah, guys should have put him in.
Played 5 minutes
and got a goal and assist.
Fucking put 2 players in who didn't even start games.
No, but he did get goal and assist.
Goal and assist.
You got
though.
Players that I'm lost their games and conceded.
What's wrong with that? So you can't be in the team of the week if you lose.
No, I put Fodderingham in. Former keeper in the Premiership.
No, but you can't go after his Richarlison when he loses in your team.
So Fodderingham scored, conceded 2. And they lost.
Yeah, I think that's...
But that's all right.
No, I never said it was all right. I never said it was all right.
I think
that's a fair show. I think you... I don't think...
If you watched the game, it would have been about 6-0 Spurs.
Yeah.
Had it not been...
I think my team of the week is actually the best.
You're supposed to say that.
Find out in the comments below.
Yeah, let us know what yours were. And as always, guys, the code to join our mini league is PTCH23. Get involved before the Champions League games tonight because there is an extra round of midweek fixtures.
Yeah.
So you want to get involved for the Champions League and then you're going to have to do it again for the weekend.
Double.
Yeah. Mate, City versus.
Go on.
You got this.
Jesus.
Kvina Zvedva.
What?
I like that.
Kvina Zvedva.
Who are they? Where are they from? I swear to God, I've never heard of them.
They sound Czech to me.
I've actually never heard of them.
They're Eastern European. They've been in the Champions League before, I'm sure. Or at least Europa.
Red Star.
They're like Red Star
Belgrade.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Wait, what?
FK Kvena Zvezda.
Red Star. That's what I mean, yeah.
That's so interesting. That's common ball knowledge at L.
Then we got PSG Dortmund, Feyenoord, Celtic, which of course you're not actually wearing. It's Shamrock Rovers top. Bayern Munich, Man United, which we are streaming on Wednesday, so that'll be tomorrow.
And the Arsenal PSV game.
We're going to watch both. And then to finish off the 6 fixtures is Real Sociedad versus Inter Milan, who are playing pretty well at the moment. So that's
they nearly beat Real Madrid, didn't they, the weekend? Sociedad.
Yes. All right, I've run through the Premier League fixtures as well because obviously this is going to be a double header for the week. So Man City Forest, Crystal Palace versus Fulham, Brentford versus Everton, Burnley versus Man United, North London Derby, and then Sheffield United versus Newcastle. Across those 12 fixtures, what do you reckon the easiest to predict is? Is it Man City?
The North London Derby.
Shut up, man.
He's done a wind-up today, I swear to God.
He's looking for a fight.
It's Manchester City. I would say, as every Man City home game, I'm just going to put 4-0 down on score predictions.
It's Spurs to win at Arsenal. That's good. It's so boring.
You're so hipster.
Why is that boring?
They are going to do it.
They literally are going to beat.
I actually think Sheffield United are going to beat Newcastle United. So I also think
Brentford v Everton is probably I think that's an easy one.
I feel like Bayern Munich are going to pump United.
I put 2-0 as my prediction on Super 6.
I don't know. United is such a weird team.
Let me get this straight.
No, Harry Kane. Harry Kane.
United. And it's at the Allianz.
Yeah.
I know, but United are likely to just go there.
Thomas Garrett, you think Spurs away to Arsenal win and Man United away to Bayern Munich?
No, I think Bayern will win. But United are such a weird team. I could see them getting pumped by Brighton and going to Bayern and winning.
That's covering all bases, mate. Sit on the
fence. You'll never be wrong.
No, I think United will lose, but it wouldn't surprise me if they pulled out a shocking result.
So like football then?
Yeah. So I think Arsenal will beat Spurs, but also at the same time, I could see a draw and even a Spurs win actually as well.
No.
I could see Jesus bagging the winner, but also I could see Martinelli coming on the winner as well.
I can't see any other outcome than Spurs beating Arsenal, but I could... It wouldn't surprise you if United pulled out a shocking result.
I think Palace smashed Fulham.
I don't know about that.
I think it'll be a tighty whitey, maybe a 2-1 Palace.
I think it's like 3-0 Palace, in all honesty.
But I could also see a 3-0 Palace actually as well.
I could also see Dortmund going the other way.
Hey, look,
anyway,
it's not too late to join. Make sure you join the Pitchside Mini League, biggest in the world. And technically, it's also biggest in the entire universe. So join up. Free shot at 250 grand. Use the link in the description down below.
Oh, but for the people that do play Super 6 on Planet Zargon 128, we don't actually know if that's correct.
I thought it was Planet Gargon.
Brilliant.
But also, I can see you, if you don't win this week, I can also see you also winning this week. So...
nice.
It's just been a week full of Tom L's, isn't it? Speaking of L's, Chelsea. Just a generic L, aren't they, really?
They didn't lose.
Generic D.
I want to bring some up around this.
Do you remember when you laughed at me when I said they're the most underwhelming team this season?
Yeah, and then you backtracked.
Not only that, remember when you laughed at me?
You backtracked after they beat Luton.
No, I literally didn't backtrack.
They're the best team in the world. 3-0 against the Hatters.
I said they obviously have to beat Luton, and they did. Well done, but they're still crap.
Yeah, but you're acting like Bournemouth are... like these pushovers at home.
I'm not acting like that at all. I'm just saying Chelsea are literal in the bin.
Can you remember where you were determined in your pre-season? You know, Pochettino can turn this Chelsea around in pre-season. He'll get them clicking. All
this,
these signings. And then we came into the season after you ripped me for saying that
Let me stop you there. I will say this. 12 injuries.
Yeah, exactly.
I also didn't recognise a single player on a bench apart from Chilwell.
Here's a question for you. If Harvey Barnes, Gordon,
Wilson,
Tonali,
Wilson.
No, I'm trying to think of who else. Let's just say a couple of the actual starters, Trippier, Botman, and Bruno G were injured. Would you have the same confidence that you could go beat teams?
We haven't spent £1 billion though.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
So like, you know, well,
that was good.
But also, can I say, I know this whole like the benching situation was a pretty rough, yes. But their first team's actually pretty good on paper.
Yeah.
Like they should be playing better. They've also, I feel like the curse may not have been lifted.
Mm. Yeah, he's still struggling.
I feel like the number 9 curse might still be at the club because I'm not sure if you saw one of Jackson's shots.
I don't think he's an elite finisher though, is he?
Well, he can't.
But he did all right second half of the season, didn't he?
Did you see his left-footed one?
I've got him in my FPL, so unfortunately I have to watch him every week and it's depressing. He's got to go, mate.
Yeah.
It's time to go.
His all-round game's decent, though.
He is everything but the end product.
I will give you a fact about Nicholas Jackson. He is the biggest underperformer in terms of XG.
Yeah.
In the Prem.
This season.
It's not ideal.
He should have scored 3 more goals than...
Yeah, I do think we'd be seeing a different Chelsea with Nkunku.
I agree. And that's what the pre-season...
And I think they do get good. Like, I think when you've signed so many players into a team...
You said that they would hit the ground running,
but I still think they'll get good, but it's going to take time for these players to get to know each other.
If anything, he actually reassessed his prediction. He did say they're fourth before the season.
Where'd you say no?
And now he changed it to
fifth or seventh.
I think they'll have a strong second start of 2024. Like, they got Broja, Badiashile, Chuka Wumenka, Nkunku, Bettinelli, Caicedo, Reece James, Lavia, Chalaba, Fofana, and Sarr all out. That's nuts.
They're a bit mental.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
It says
a lot about Chelsea when their two most prolific players are wing backs.
I feel like the Reece James injury is not actually their biggest one, because I feel like Gusto's actually been really good.
The end product's completely different though. I agree with you.
He's not on the same
level, very, very good
player,
but Reece James' output is like, he's a goal scorer even as a right back, isn't he?
True that. Chilwell booed by Chelsea fans.
Yeah, he's got booed massively.
It's sad to see, they booed him.
Yeah. Well, it's because he's been playing as a winger, hasn't he, really?
That's such fickle Chelsea fans, you see.
Yeah, and they were like proper
going for
it.
Are you sure they were booing him?
Yeah. I've seen a video, like, allegedly, let's say. But
I've seen the same one.
I've seen the video. And he's going up and clapping, and they're just all booing him, giving him stick, which is like...
But you know how we keep saying, like, when they get the players back, they're going to click... But how long does Poch have? Because, hey, it's Chelsea and they're notorious for sacking managers.
Well, Abramovich was.
Do you think, like, Toboli's there? Like, what the fuck? What more do I do? Like, Like, it must give him time, man. Give him all the money.
I think that he'll have the patience to realise that other teams will have a slight drop off with European fixtures.
Yeah.
So at least he'll give them a couple more weeks to be like, okay, well, if we don't find our rhythm by December, then we're in big trouble.
I think they should look at players like Sterling, who is actually playing quite well.
Yeah,
I think maybe there's
not
hope.
Maybe not for Raheem's standards, but
I think he's had a good start to the season. Sterling,
he played well against Luton.
And like, he looked sharp against Bournemouth as well.
Yeah, but they just don't have anyone to convert the thing.
Because a lot of them are injured. They made a lot of signings, and speaking of making a lot of signings, I'm not too sure. I don't really like this one. I don't like the negative things we do on pitch side sometimes,
but they do get views.
I want to bring positivity to this world, and Lewis Bowden in the corner likes to bring negativity.
We'll do the worst five and then the best five next week.
Oh, I like that.
It's like we're giving them the Ten Hag treatment, you know. Maybe they'll see this and they'll think, I'm going to prove them pitch side boys wrong.
I'm sure they don't care what we have to say.
Yeah, I agree.
We're going to be ranking our top five worst signings from this season.
You know what, mainstream media, they watch this shit.
Next time, yeah.
And I know for a fact some Premier League footballers watch this
shit.
Yeah.
We make.
Who's mainstream media?
I don't want to give them. Nah.
Media.
You know. You know when you look up and you see the. Not in here.
Is that mainstream media?
Not in here when you're outside, but.
Look, I don't like this ranking the five worst signings.
No. All right. Okay, underperforming signings.
You've been first for a segment. I've been first for a segment. You go first.
Okay.
And can we just...
He's asked me to list them in order, so...
And can,
yeah, I did it. I did.
Me and Reeve have not counted injuries.
I don't care. Oh. Number five, I've got Mason Mount. I know he's been out, but fuck, this is a hard list to put in. Number four, I've gone Caicedo, because since he has come, I know he's a good player, but since he's come, he's been useless, and it's 105,
well,
whatever.
That's not fair, because he couldn't play the Bournemouth game because he actually only got back from South America 24 hours.
What's that got to do with it?
It's like Estepinian as well.
Yeah, so he wasn't able to play.
So that excuses the West Ham and the week before?
No, they were pretty bad.
Yeah, exactly. Three, Chris Wood. How he's still going for 15 million.
Chris Wood, man.
He's fucking... that's got to be...
He's actually that bad of a signing that I didn't even realise.
That's money laundering.
Do you know what's mental? Like, we genuinely got like all our money back from
him,
pretty
much. Was that this season?
No, because we loaned him. We loaned him with like a future fee thing.
Oh,
so they had to sign him.
I didn't realise.
You spent 30 mil on him?
No, I don't know. I think we made back at least like 20 mil on Chris Wood.
You bought him from Burnley for 30 mil, didn't you?
Yeah.
And then relegated Burnley in the process. That was his only goal score.
Number two, Tonali. Number one, Havertz.
Oh, well, that's lining up with your biggest.
Tonali!
Yeah, I feel that's a little bit harsh.
That is
already
harsh.
Been dropped out the side.
Great. He's going to play against AC.
For the Milan game.
Yeah,
he'll play against Milan.
Yeah, right.
Redemption arc.
Yeah,
he's going to play. Isak and Tonali will play against Milan.
Yeah,
he's been brilliant, hasn't he?
Whoa.
That's many.
No,
I don't think he's been the worst signing of the season.
He didn't even get
dropped.
Not
many.
He got rested for the midweek game.
Yeah, yeah.
We've
that's
had
what I'm saying.
Five games. It's a hard list.
It is a hard list. Okay, fair enough, Tom.
That's correct. We've signed like.
That's not saying Isaac's dropped off because Wilson started.
What? Isaac's been quality this season.
No, but that's what. But the reason they've been rotated
Isaac's been quality.
Not been horrendous.
No, I disagree. Yeah.
He played really well against Villa and then he's been pony.
Shit, I think this is another common Tom L.
That's episode of Tom L.
Watch Tonali get a brace in the
I think he'll smash him, man.
And he'll drop the knee slide in front of the Milan fans.
I imagine.
Yeah, if you want. Oh no, yours is better than mine, so I'll go next.
Why is mine better?
My number one's...
Well, I changed it.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Well, I'll go anyway. Five, just on output, unfortunately, Nicholas Jackson. Put him in.
Jackson.
Nicholas Jackson. Four, Raul Jimenez.
Yeah.
Three, Andre Onana. Two, Havertz. And one, Mason Mount.
Oh,
that's harsh putting in one, I think. Has he only played one game? I think he's only played one game. That's a bit harsh.
Yeah, but he's £70 million.
I know.
Price tags do make things.
He needs to be.
Because it's harsh on players because they don't choose it.
What I watched, not good.
I think that's a bit harsh. One is off.
Oh, fine. I'll swap Havertz for Mason Mount then. And we'll all have Havertz number one. What fucking boring.
That's good.
Oh, come on then. What did Foot Mob say?
That's funny. You've been a walking out today. Five, I've got Havertz.
Five.
He's a Rangers.
Mick, come on now.
We're supposed to be on bye, Steve.
I don't think he's been as bad as you think.
Yeah,
has he not? No.
I think he's played his job well.
he's fucking useless.
Okay, number four, I've got Onana.
Yep.
Yeah. Number three, I got Raul Jimenez. No goals, no assists. What's he doing? Why is he needs to just leave the Premier League. He's had his time, unfortunately. He's just not been the same player.
Fulham. That's who he plays for, isn't it? So.
Number two, I've got Nicolas Jett.
Santiago Munoz.
Oh, yeah.
Biggest underperformer in XG in the league. Yeah. Nicolas Jackson, number two.
Yeah.
And then number one, I got Neil Mopai. I just think, like, what's the point? Like, what a pointless sign.
How much was he, though?
It's a loan, wasn't it?
Yeah, loan. But it's just like, what's the point, man?
Are we including loans?
Yeah, it's a transfer. Yeah,
I just think, like, what's the point of this transfer?
Yeah, it is.
Like, it's so it's just like, waste of time.
Yeah, it's not a very Brentford transfer.
Yeah, it's just, it goes against the whole club philosophy. It's just like, stop.
I think it was the lack of depth on it, but yeah.
Yeah, but Neil Mopai can't even score for Everton, let alone Brentford.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Like, I think he's just a waste of space.
But how many games has he played much?
He came on against Newcastle.
I just think in terms of signings, that's crap.
Yeah, you go, oh, we've lost Ivan Toney. How do we fill these boots?
Neil Mopai.
I think it was
Neil Mopai.
I think it was a bit of desperation.
So, yeah, Havertz, Onana, Raul Jimenez, Nicolas Jackson. I think Nicolas Jackson has the signs to come good,
yeah.
But if you're the biggest underperformer in the league in terms of goals.
We've said this about previous Chelsea strikers. Well, I think how long do we go?
Yeah, I think the curse might still be there.
He's 10 goals behind where he should be.
Yeah.
Curse might still be there, and then Neil Mopai number one, because again, just I think it's just a bit pointless. Lewis, what's yours, mate?
I think I've got I think I've got a good name that you might have missed here. So I've got, well, actually a couple. Chong is fifth for me for Luton.
What?
That's hard.
Mate, I know. That's like, so I understand they
he's
can't
one of
sign
better players.
No, no. But so I watched them and I couldn't believe what I was watching. Like. Like, I just,
that's harsh, bro. That's really harsh.
I don't know.
Is it because you've never seen football before? And you were like, wow, what is this for?
Nah, maybe he had it off game because I'm not here watching every Luton game.
You watched him against Chelsea?
Yeah. And
you watched
you watched him
3 game weeks ago and you've included him.
He made such an impression on me in that game.
Did you watch him for Birmingham as well?
No, I'm watching Birmingham.
Or Man United?
No, that's really harsh. That might be harsh.
He's a young lad.
He's a bit of a bright spot. Like, that's harsh.
No, you should really go home and rethink your life.
I'll go home and rethink my life. It is a hard list to make, I do admit.
He's playing in the worst team in the league. That's really, really harsh.
You should really say sorry.
If you're going to talk on expectation, Barkley's been a worse signing.
Yeah.
I was tempted to
At least Chong's come in and actually been at, like, the Chelsea game, had a few bright moments. Yeah. He's a bit of...
You make me feel bad now.
He's probably one of their only players who shows
a
bit.
He's a young, upcoming footballer and you shut down.
Yeah.
He could be one of the Premier League players.
All right, I'd like to publicly apologize.
If you're watching this, Chong... Don't
Chong.
Yeah, carry on.
Go on. Chongy. Chongy,
if you're watching...
Say his name.
Take no notice of Lewis because he's a freaking loony tune.
I think putting any Luton or Sheffield United players in is probably harsh. Yeah.
No, right.
Picking on the weak, you are. No one likes a bully.
Yeah, you can't punch down, man. That's rude.
You have to punch up.
I'll let you apologise to Chong and withdraw my good
players. Why are you crying?
I just wiped my eyes. And I'm also really sorry to Chong.
Go on then, who's the other name that you've...
Then I've went fourth, Onana.
Yeah.
Third, Flecken.
I don't mind
Flecken,
that.
What I don't know, he was shit.
His box command is abysmal, by the way.
No, he was
no,
he was shit. He was like part of a string of spaghetti and goal, man. I'm not even joking.
Apart from his shot stopping, he's a bad goalkeeper.
Rash decision for the yeah.
And he just got bailed out after getting knocked over by like a finger flick or whatever. He gave away the pen.
He did that like 4 times in that game.
No, but he played really well the other week. I can't remember who it was.
Crystal Palace.
Yeah,
he did play well against
Inflatable Arm Man.
Shortstopper.
Inflatable.
Do you know those things on like American adverts?
I think that might have been a one-off, but it is a hard list.
Do you know who he reminds
me
of?
Yeah.
His game style reminds me of like De Gea when he first came through.
Yeah.
Like, he's so good at shotstopping, but everything else he was just like...
Flappy wings.
Yeah. You know those things that are outside car depots?
That's what he just said, yeah.
Yeah,
That was... that's embarrassing.
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 Number two for me, Caicedo.
Price tag,
and he had one season
How
in the Premier
harsh?
League.
He's played 2 games and he's been a 0 out of 10 in both.
And one game in the Premier League and he's went for 100 plus mil. Yeah. It's like mental.
I'd give him minus in the West Ham game.
Mo paying, he wasn't even playing.
And I'd like to say, you know, if Caicedo's here, and all these other here, like all the way up there is Havertz.
Yeah.
Like rude.
I agree.
I don't know how he's getting so these bad. Big moves.
He's so shit.
But at least he's played 90 minutes.
Yeah, he does so much more than score goals, you see. I think that's where you don't watch football.
You don't get modern football because he's just like a floater.
He does great at holding the ball up.
He's like a floater.
He's actually not a goal scorer, you see. He's more of like a hold up possession type player.
He's a hold up midfielder. Brilliant.
Holds up the play.
Yeah, he's... he's so good, no one even knows what he does.
I'm taking Havertz every day over Neil Mopai, that's for sure.
In midfield, probably.
But the thing is, when you watch Havertz, it's so 5D.
Yeah.
How about this, though?
To be like a real tactico to understand.
You actually don't know... If you watch Havertz, you don't know how he plays, then you don't know ball.
Yeah.
To make this on a positive note, why don't we choose one person from all our lists who we think might turn it around in the remainder of the season?
No, I have it.
Nicholas Jackson.
Havertz under the tutelage of Mikel Arteta.
Tutelage?
I'd go Caicedo.
Tutorship.
I'm going to go Chong.
Yeah. You just created an extra segment to save yours.
He just feels bad. Moving on to a little segment like I like to call Building a Team.
That's a good name, yeah.
Yeah, it's a great name. Great name. Come out with it.
Create an 11.
Create an 11.
Nice.
11s.
Oh.
If you know, you know.
carry on, man.
We're going to be creating our non-big
Don't
six.
Say that. Non-top six.
Non-top six 11. Yeah. So we're creating a team of 11 players who aren't currently in the top six, which excludes City, Spurs, Liverpool, Arsenal, Brighton, and West Ham.
Like now that's an interesting dynamic because usually Brighton and West Ham would feature most heavily in these sort of teams, but now we can't include them because they're still very good.
Yes, hell to the yes, mother flipper.
First, last. You got one?
No, he goes last. He always goes last.
Go last. Yeah. All right, fine. I was just trying to make it even. We've all done one first. So you go first again.
Okay. I think it's very good. I think my team beats your team every day of the week.
Book mob team in the season rating so far.
Oh, you're pathetic. That's salty.
You're out to get him now.
An episode full of L's and he's salty.
He's trying to get a W back on the board.
Oh my God, you're a disgraceful sport.
We'll see. I'm actually going to get up the book mob team of the season rating so far.
They don't even have that, I don't think.
They do. They do.
What? So you know they have it, but I don't. So let me wait. So he knows they have it and I don't. That tells you exactly all you need to know. Yeah, Alfie, disgrace.
Yeah.
In goal, Leno from Fulham. I think he's great.
He's good.
I think he's brilliant. Right back, I've got Kieran Trippier from Newcastle United.
Oh, you're playing back four?
Yep. Okay. Centre halves of Botman and Thiago Silva.
Don't mind that.
Left back, I've gone Chilwell because Luke Shaw's injured.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Also, I realised.
I didn't put injuries in either.
Oh, I didn't put Luke Shaw because he's injured.
I like Chilwell. I'm playing one of the players I sort of disagree with myself, but I have to put him in. So I've got Bruno G and Casemiro. But I don't really like my Casemiro shout.
I don't like him.
Not at the moment.
Not at the moment, And if we're doing it on this current form, I wouldn't have him in.
Yeah.
That's fair. Put him in. So.
Out of respect.
So you put him in.
Out of respect to his career.
Yeah.
Right.
If it wasn't Casemiro,
you got to look after the elderly.
If it wasn't Casemiro, I'd probably put in Douglas Luiz.
Jesus.
Or Dougie L.
That's a stinky.
Wee Dougie.
In the hole, I got Bruno Fernandes.
Oh, yeah.
On the right, I got Sterling. I think it's a good season.
Yeah, why not?
On the left, I got Rashford.
Oh, yeah.
And then up front, I got Ollie Watkins.
Fantastic. Mine's actually not too dissimilar from...
I think that's pretty good.
I don't mind.
The only difference is I've actually played a back three.
Who do you have in goal?
Leno.
Oh, yeah.
In goal, I have Emi Martinez.
Yeah, that was the other standout choice.
Fair. back three, I've got Levi Colwell, Botman, and Thiago Silva.
Colwell?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Fantastic player.
Yeah, 100%.
Terrific. Midfield five, so technically they would have to play like wing-back/wing, would be Kieran Trippier, Eze, Bruno Fernandes, Enzo Fernandes,
Forgot about Eze.
Have I done 12 players here?
It sounds like it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
You have to stick with it now, man.
Who did I say then? I said
Enzo Fernandez, Bruno Fernandez.
Eze, Bruno Fernandez, Enzo Fernandez. No Bruno G, unfortunately. He's not made the cut.
I should have Eze in. I love Eze.
Rashford on the left, Watkins and Alexander Isaac. 3-5-2. That's fine. What's wrong with that?
They got 12 players.
No, I took Bruno G out.
No, but you can't change your team.
No, you're playing with 12 players, man. Sorry.
Oh, I've won the game then.
Martinez. I thought that was pretty
cool. How has he put 12 players in and just got away? You put 12 players in.
I didn't
team
because I didn't actually say Bruno G.
No, he put 12 players in. I've done that before in the past, got slaughtered.
Yeah, but when you play three at the back, you forget how many midfielders you have.
Mate, he's put 12 players in and he's just got away with it. Scott Frey.
He's such a victim, isn't he?
Nah, I'm fuming.
I kind of enjoy it. When it first happened, it was like all enjoyable. Right. Now it's sort of like...
I like
Joe's one.
All right,
we can
choose to take someone out.
Who do you want out of Bruno Jean and Isaac?
I'm taking Martinez out.
Right, well, Trippier's in goal.
He got no goalie.
Okay, I've got Emi Martinez, Trippier, Anderson, Botman, Rico Henry.
I like Anderson.
Midfield, Polina, Eze, Bruno Fernandes, and then up front, Diaby, Isak, Rashford.
Yeah, Diaby's a good chat. I like it.
Yeah, but Diaby's a good breakthrough player.
Yeah, where's Thiago Silva?
I wouldn't have him in at the minute. He's old. Old bastard. Anderson's arguably the best centre-half this season, and then Botman's quality is the left-footed
centre-half. That's actually fair enough there, Tom. I think that's redeeming yourself for the amount of L's you had today.
Finally, a W, actually. Good job.
I'd say an M, like medium.
My team's by far the best and most balanced. You go.
I think my team's pretty balanced.
I've won. You've got Messi, Mira.
Can't fucking run.
You can pass.
Did you have Eze in yours?
Yeah, obviously.
I forgot about
Eze. Eze was my first pick.
Wait, who was your midfielder again?
I've got Polina, Eze, Bruno Fernandes.
Does he play though?
Played the weekend.
He took a player out of his team.
You said you watched that game.
No, but I mean,
it's
like,
weird
that
you wouldn't know he played.
He played. You know how he took a player out of his team? I'd like to swap Casemiro for Eze.
No, you can't.
You're not doing that. He's playing with 12 men.
I actually didn't even take one out. I just hadn't said his name yet.
You're playing with 12.
I think I've got
12. You're not swapping players after I've read a team out.
Well, we know what yours is. It's a full Newcastle line.
Believe it or not, I went with Martinez.
Not Nick Pope. That is really mental.
You've had a real U-turn on that, man.
I'm waiting for him to... he's just warming up, man.
Is he still the third best goalie in the world?
Right back is Kieran Trippier. Then Botman, Varane, I've thrown in there.
Injured Varane. We said no injuries as well.
Bro, you're playing ultimate team.
There's no fucking injured players allowed.
Varane.
Fine, fuck it, Anderson then.
Can't change it.
Oh, I'd say Anderson because Tom's
no, nah, I love Anderson. He's in my draft.
You're going to play Botman right side and Anderson left side?
No, yeah? He can't change it. He's got Varane.
I've got Varane. Give him crutches, man. Chilwell on the left, and then I'm going to go Bruno G, Bruno F, and Eze. Strongest midfielder, I think.
Yeah, no, it isn't. Who's holding?
Bruno G. Yeah?
Okay.
He played that role last season for us.
He's not a holding midfielder, though, is he?
He can definitely play that. You're wrong a bit.
I don't even know you're in.
Diaby, Wilson, who for some reason isn't on all your lists. When
I put Isaac in. He's better.
Isaac's better.
Technically a player, but as a striker, no. Wilson's a better striker.
Ollie Watkins is the second underperformer this league this season.
Wilson averages a goal more than best team.
Generally.
Just everyone.
Wilson just averages a goal.
Averages a goal more than everyone, if we're honest, and he's still underrated criminally. And he comes deep, holds up plate ball amazingly, distributes, he does everything and just gets no credit.
He's pretty good.
He's unbelievable.
Yeah, mate, there's an agenda.
There's just people overlooking him.
The government are out to get
him. Out left.
I think Lewis is the best team.
I think mine is the best team.
Apart from Varane.
Yeah, on crutches.
So he's not the best team.
What now?
I'd say mine.
He's got Botman.
No, I'd say mine is, actually.
Hey guys, let us know your top 6, 11 in the comments down below. We want to hear yours and let us know who do you think is the best.
Yeah.
Because it's an interesting one. But speaking of interesting ones, make sure you drop a like on this video because it's time for the quiz. Make sure you rate us 5 stars on Spotify.
Yeah, drop an interesting like on this video.
And not just Spotify. Let's give Apple a bit of love.
All I've done for last year is Apple Podcasts without realizing it. So now we're trying to give Spotify a good lick.
What? The fuck?
Well, listen to us and everything. Okay, right, can I get buzzernizers?
Eze.
Cock.
Right.
No, no, you have to change that.
The male chicken. I want Spurs to do well.
Okay, Poch.
Poch. We are doing a creep path because I had no time this morning.
Creep path?
What?
A creep path.
Creep path. Okay, question number one. Starting his career over at Arsenal before going to Brentford on loan, Beveren, Brighton, Hove and Albion all on loan, and then permanently moving to Reading. From Reading.
Steve Sidwell.
What a call from Theodore.
No way. I didn't know he started at Arsenal.
Shit. I swear you always say Steve Sidwell and then now it's actually happened.
I would never have got that.
Yeah.
I didn't actually know he started over at Arsenal.
I didn't know he started at Arsenal.
I did. That's why I knew that.
Okay.
Well, obviously.
Starting his career at Bastia, he then swiftly moved to Lyon before landing a move to Chelsea. A shock.
Go on, you...
Malouda.
Oh, fuck.
Malouda.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't make any sense. He's not Malouda yet.
Solomon Kalou.
No.
No, he didn't come from Lyon.
Well, I didn't know that.
And then... And then went on loan to Real Madrid.
Oh!
And then a permanent move to AC Milan. And then he went to Panathinaikos.
Panathinaikos.
Panathinaikos?
I had a player.
Perisic.
Oh,
Bandung.
Poch. It's me anyway. Essien.
Yes.
Oh yeah, good shout.
Yeah, Essien is correct.
Biggest quads I've ever seen live.
I forgot you went to Milan.
Okay. Stan's career at Bendel Insurance. He went to La Liga.
Wait, stop. What?
Bendel Insurance.
Bendel Insurance.
Email accidentally.
Bendel Insurance.
Bendel Insurance. Before going to La Louvre and then to Lille and then Lokomotiv Moscow. Before landing his dream move to West Brom.
Eze.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, look at Tom's face.
No, it's not. I don't think.
So he's French?
Zoltan Gira.
No.
He's French. He went to La Louvre.
Okay. I'll keep going. Oh, he then moved to Cardiff City.
Cock. Odin Wingy.
Yes.
I was going to say Odin Wingy as well.
God, if I wouldn't have got that, yeah, that'd have been good. Embarrassing.
We better get this one as well, mister, because he started off at West Brom. Then went on loan to Northampton Town, on loan to Brentford, on loan to Peterborough.
What the fuck?
And then left to Stoke City.
Cock. Berahino.
There you go. Remember the whole transfer saga with Tottenham.
How start padding for Tom, giving him West Brom players,
I don't know why, just West Brom names are coming to my head for some reason today.
Oh, so you think of a player that was old and played in the Premier League and go, let me find his career path.
Nah, yeah, I do. That's what I always go to, for some reason I always go to Malouda and Kalou.
So actually, what we should do is think more of the mind of Lewis Bowden as opposed to try and work out these players.
Yeah, that's a better
Lewis Bowden sitting at home on a Friday night, trying to whip up a pitch side, what's it called, pod prep. And what kind of player would he be thinking of at that
moment? Solomon Kalou is normally the first one for some reason.
Yeah, well, I didn't get it, did I?
Okay, fifth one. He started off at Barcelona B, went to Barcelona, and then Aston Villa.
Cock. Traore. Yeah. Adama Traore.
Yeah, Adama Traore is nice correct. Adama.
Nice, I like that one. It's good.
This is going to be hard. Bonus question. Extra hard bonus.
I'm back.
I should have said, I knew it was on the wingy, but I didn't have the confidence because of the La Russia thing.
No.
Started off at Newcastle United. Then went to Wigan Athletic and Aston Villa. And those are the three only teams.
Oh, that's fucking hard. Just those three teams.
Newcastle, Wigan, Aston Villa. This is classic parties.
I regret that so much. Oh no.
You got to say it.
Laurent Robert.
No.
No,
that's obviously...
Started in France, yeah. Newcastle to Wigan. I don't think he played for Villa.
He wouldn't have.
Oh no, he played for way more clubs than that.
But he's been an answer before. You got that right.
Stop whispering answers.
But also, he has to be English. He started at Newcastle, right?
Don't look at me, man.
Fucking hell.
It's tough. He came through. He came through the ranks at Newcastle.
I didn't actually know that, but yeah, he must. There's nothing else on his. He might like nothing else on his wiki, so.
Oh, mate.
That's really tough.
Come on, chop. We're going to have to get
a game. Yeah, I'm going to need some guesses, boys.
I've got one, but I know he didn't start.
Just spurt it out, man.
Ryan Taylor.
No. It was the other... He went from Wigan to Newcastle.
Yeah, I know. Free kick merchant, wasn't he?
Don't know the answer. Pass.
Okay, I can give you the years then.
Oh.
Newcastle, 2004-2009. Wigan, 2009-2011.
Stephen Taylor.
No.
No.
He ended in America.
Yeah.
Aston Villa, 2011-2016. He is English.
Mate, that's fucked.
That's really... Oh. Do we know the player, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. But like, he's like a classic Barclays man. Okay, he had some... Actually, no. Why am I saying he's English? Jesus, yeah, he's French. So if I go on to youth career rather than senior career, is like youth, he was, yeah, Le Havre.
Hang on.
Had two appearances for France.
Oh, Cock and Zogbia.
Yeah.
You've really messed us up there.
I didn't once say he was English until right at the end.
Yeah, but if you say the first team he played at was Newcastle.
Well, yeah, that is senior career. Yeah, that is true. His really? Senior career was all like...
Newcastle, especially back in the day as well. Wow, that's... Charles and Zogbia.
We've had that before.
Have you?
I think you got it.
It might be a... See, just whatever comes to me, head, man.
Charles and Zogbia, what player?
He's only got the same players on rotation.
I have about 10 in there.
Right, well, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you rate us 5 stars on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, please. We're trying to go...
Okay.
If you listen to this now, we will be live tomorrow for the Champions League, Man United.
Yeah.
And Arsenal.
If you made it to the end, can we all put a comment, Theo Baker, fuck my bandit.
No, let's do...
That's good, actually.
Common Tom L.
Rock that.
Common Tom L.
Comment, Theo Baker, fuck my bandit.
Do you know how I know I've rattled you? It's because you're acting very salty right now.
Salty about what?
You're very salty right now.
You know that is true. We caught you out doing
You've
that.
You've had so many L's today, you're trying to divert it onto me. That's quite sad in a way.
If you think I've had an L, that actually means I've had a W.
That's not very helpful.
No, I think we
especially for you. Don't even get me started on you.
You're the barometer.
Before we
end,
let's take a vote. Say I if you think Thomas had multiple L's today.
Aye.
There you go. End of the case. Right. See you later, everyone. Bye bye.